Aside from him and people who are farmers, who in my audience, and they probably wonder, well, how do I benefit from this program? Why are we spending $50 million on it?
Well, of course, we all have to eat. You know, the old saying is every time you reach for the refrigerator door, you're shaking hands with agriculture. The research that we do, which the results of which are then extended out to producers through extension, benefit, you know, that benefits consumers to have a safe and abundant food supply and affordable food supply. It supports jobs in the state. And of course, many extension programs benefit individuals. We've mentioned 4-H already. We do health and nutrition programs, food safety programs, water quality programs. The 3 million people in Pennsylvania rely on private wells for their drinking water. Penn State Extension has programs to assist them to be sure that their drinking water is safe, and advice on testing and remediating any problems with their drinking water. We have programs for private woodlot owners, for, you know, forest land owners that benefit the environment, benefit wildlife habitat. So there are many ways that extension and ag research benefits everybody in the state of Pennsylvania.
And part of the agriculture, and agriculture, correct me if I'm wrong, is the biggest industry in Pennsylvania, correct?
Well, it's certainly one of the biggest industries in Pennsylvania. It does employ a lot of people. It's very important to local economies, very important for folks who value local foods, which is increasingly of interest to people around the state and country. So absolutely, it's it really helps to keep the fabric of our local communities, especially rural communities, but also urban communities. Mm-hmm. We have, you know, urban gardening programs. Urban farming is a growing trend as well. So it goes beyond just the farm community. It's